I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Gardo's dropped the first game of the three-game set with the Yankees last night, and there was the interference, which I just... Yeah. If it's in foul territory, I get that it's interference. If it's in the stands, it can't be interference. It's just the dumbest thing in the world.
No, like, I agree with
that.
There's
just somebody being in the fans, in the stands.
Yeah, so it used to be by like spirit of the rule, it used to be just that, like exactly that. Like if it makes it into the stands, then that was, it doesn't matter how simple or how with ease the outfielder made it seem or appear, it was in the stands. That's up for grabs for everybody, and at that point it can't be interference. And I remember for the longest time it was like, if you reach directly over, that was the line of demarcation.
Which makes sense. If the fan reaches into play and breaks up a play, I have no problem.
And then they went overboard. They started calling it on plays that like the guys didn't even have a chance to make, but they wanted to make sure that the fans knew, like, hey, this wasn't good.
But I just don't. But here's the thing: like in home scenarios where you did this to aid your own your favorite team, I get it. A Yankees fan helped the Yankee last night. Like I still fundamentally do not understand.
He wasn't aware of that in the moment, though.
Like that. Like but I think my point is like. If you're thinking like we got to curb fans from doing this intentionally, why would a Yankees fan intentionally job a New York Yankee in the stands?
This is going back to Bartman. This is just he saw a ball and he went after ball and it just was that's just your natural human reaction there.
It's just dumb. It just pissed me off as well.
But the fan shouldn't have to be looking out for Aaron Judge barreling towards him in any sort of direction. Not when Judge is coming into his area of space.
One more time.
So, like, the fan shouldn't, if you're sitting there and you're eating your nachos and you're having a hot dog and a beer and you're hanging out, I shouldn't have to worry about Aaron Judge coming into my area of space, coming into my territory. Like, I got to, hey, foul ball's coming my way. You want me to pay attention as if I am a major league outfielder at all my surroundings? No, I'm eating a hot dog. I'm having nachos. I just want to reach up if the baseball comes and try to grab it.
Also, you should pay attention because if Aaron Judge doesn't get there quick enough, you're getting smacked in the face by a baseball.
You know what? So we went a couple weeks ago, we went to the Guardians game, and we were behind the dugout there, and I was like, this is insane that we didn't have nets up all around before.
Yeah.
You know, like, it's still kind of surprising to me that we don't have nets still all the way around the entire foul line to foul line, because I think we're trending in that direction. But it's wild. We used to go so many years with nothing there, and everyone was just kind of cool with it.
So the Guardians did get jobbed.
I don't want to pay that much attention during the game. I want to do other things.
On that call,
while watching the game,
it was the eighth inning. They really didn't do a whole lot in it. But
what did you think? Vogt should have made more of a case there. The one thing I was thinking about, and I'm not saying Vogt needed to get himself tossed in that moment, but I did think he just kind of laid down and accepted the result.
I don't think other than getting tossed, I don't know what he could have done. Like, they reviewed it.
Yeah, maybe he should have got tossed.
Because,
then.
Like, he can't then call up the guy in New York and scream at him, meaning, like, the umpire that they throw to. Can't do that.
Yeah, I felt like I wanted to see a scene there. He doesn't do that, but I felt like I wanted a scene.
Now, the biggest criticism Vogt actually got out of that game was putting Tanner Bibee out there for the seventh inning which then it kind of fell apart. Tanner gave up three earned runs, and that ended up being the difference. Did you have a problem with them sending him out there?
No, I did have a problem with no one warming up in the pen when they sent him out there, though. That I thought was misguided. I think about it. 92 pitches, leaving the sixth inning. He's got one inning at most left in him. You're not going really anything more than 110, and really 105 to 110 is probably your sweet spot to be able to get him out there. So you send him out there with the idea you got about 15 pitches to try to make this whole thing work. Once that first home run was allowed, that's when he should have been taken out of the game and done.
There's a part
now,
of me.
No, revisionist history is obviously on my side in that, and it's like, oh, and that's the obvious thing because then the follow-up home run happened. But, yeah, in that moment, that's what I at least have somebody up.
There's just a part of me that he's the ace. All right, so right now, he's been at points your most dominating pitcher, even though Gavin's kind of even that recently. Tanner thinks of himself as the ace. He's talked about it, how important it is that he, like, that's what he's striving to do. And the Guardians are trying to stretch out their starters a little bit more this year because now we're into year three of these guys. I thought the criticism missed the point. Like, guys, sometimes you make decisions, they don't work out. I have no problem with Tanner going out there for the seventh inning.
I don't know that. I mean, maybe people did because, again, you saw the result. But for myself, I had no problem because he was mowing people down at that point going out there for the seventh. It was not having anyone up when he started the seventh thing that I had the problem with.
So even if he had somebody up, I wouldn't mind if he let him pitch to the next batter. He's one of your two best pitchers. You're one of your two most talented pitchers. We're still in the learning spot with these guys. That's how you learn. You learn by going out there, trying to stretch yourself out, and you're going to make mistakes. You don't get to be a seven-inning guy by kind of running from the moment and I'll be honest with you, like, there are many games. Like, that moment, losing that game that way pisses me off so much less than think back to the lineup they had two Sundays ago when you had the Tigers on the ropes for a sweep, and you were like, eh, Scooble's on the bump, can't do it. Like, last night, like, that's the put them on the table, let's win this game and keep our ace out there, as opposed to, we're going to forfeit this game because of one of 162.
Yeah, again, I have no problem with him going out there for it. I thought that in that moment, after he gave up the first home run, I'm like, all right, I don't know that I need to see him stretch anything more out. Let's try to win this game. It's a one-run game at that point, and it's not like the bullpen has been taxed. They just had everyone had the day off yesterday. You got one of the best bullpens in baseball. Keep the lead to one, and then in the ninth inning, when they went ahead and did score that run, maybe it's a tie game instead of a 3-2 loss.
So, Zach Meisel was on with the Morning Boys today as we talk about Tanner Bibee. Should he have been out there for the seventh inning last night? You and I don't really have a problem with it.
No.
Even if the devil's in the details in the seventh inning there. Well, Zach talked about what the Guardians are leaning on this year to make the playoffs.
I think that's the strength for this team. I think that's their path. If they're going to chase down the Tigers, like, that's how they do it. Last year, it was a team that could rely on the bullpen. The offense was more consistent, and you just needed five innings out of your starter, whereas this year, I think, you're trying to get six or seven out of these guys because Williams, like, the stuff is there. We see it. Bibee, we know he can be a top-of-the-line pitcher. Luis Ortiz has shown flashes of being a really good pickup. And then you get Bieber back. We've never seen Bieber be anything but a really good pitcher. It's difficult for me to envision him coming back and, you know, having a 5 ERA and not throwing strikes. That's just, we've never seen that. So you have to think that he's going to be a pretty big lift for this rotation. If he is, then that's a really good group, and I think that...
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/facts. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's what you have to lean on to make the playoffs.
The only thing I would say in rebuttal is, are we sleeping a little bit on the fact that the bullpen's still really damn good? Like, there's a part of me that's like, well, the rotation is the strength of this team. And it's like, I think it absolutely has a chance to be one of the things that carries you.
Yeah.
I'm going to go ahead and say the bullpen's still pretty darn good.
No, bullpen's going to matter a ton. And I think the bullpen still is the strength of the team.
I mean, I think they're 16th in baseball. And they've been better the last month.
In the last month, I looked this up the other day. In the last month, they've definitely been top 10. I can't remember. It was somewhere between 5 to 10 as far as ERA. And I thought it was 5, but I don't want to be misquoted here.
Now, the big picture thing is, that's probably the thing that upset me the most of the passing thing, where it's like, the rotation's just so-and-so. It's like, so you're just looking at the full year.
Well, I called him. No, the lineup was Swiss cheese.
The lineup was Swiss cheese, but he said the rotation's just...
He didn't say
just
nice things about the bullpen either. But
he just said the rotation's just okay.
Well, we had an ESPN last week, and this was not... that was not passing, but remember last week they went after the starting rotation as well, saying the starting rotation was 23rd in league ERA and has now been bottom 10 in 2 out of the last 3 years.
But I just look at this rotation, and I'm like... If the health continues on here, you get Bieber back, Luis Ortiz is going to be your fourth starter.
Yeah, no question.
Like Logan Allen or Ciccone are going to be your fifth starter. I mean, they were confident enough the other day that they just skipped Logan's turn of the rotation altogether when they gave Ciccone the start and they brought him in as kind of a long man. I don't think people realize. Like, I think we're back to this is a pitching factory. They're really good at what they do. And they have more than enough starters to get through the season.
Yeah, more than enough. Like, it won't be last year when it felt like we were just searching and seeking out anybody, any live arm that the Guardians could to fill out those games and try to make it all work. And then the theory turned into, let's just get to the fifth inning or even past the fourth inning and throw the bullpen in there and let's let them do all the dirty work. Like, that won't be the case. Not nearly as much as people thought it would be, at least entering the season.
You couldn't get 4 solid innings at anybody but Matthew Boyd in the playoffs last year.
Right.
You're going to have 3 legit playoff starters, provided Bieber comes back, with your top 3 starters. And Gavin was healthy. Sorry, he was available, but that's not where it was last year. And you might be able to get something out of Ortiz. And I think Ciccone's got stuff that'll play in the bullpen in the postseason as well.
Yeah.
Like, I think this is a really good spot. If you can get the hitting you got last year and match it with this rotation and a top 5 bullpen, that's make a deep run in October kind of makeup of a team.
There's a lot about this team that they've yet to show us that I really do believe in. And I think that's the scary part about right now is that there's a lot of this team that we just at times going to have to tell. But there's a lot about this team that you can get excited about over the next couple months.
216-474-0092. Will the Guardians need the rotation to become their biggest strength? I don't think they need to because I think the bullpen's still really good. But if it becomes their greatest strength...
I mean, but they might end up having to change the conversation where instead of it just being the bullpen, if you do have the 1-2-3 set up the way that we're talking about it right now, it might have to be like, oh, the pitching as a whole, instead of using that disclaimer, like the bullpen, the pitching as a whole is what's driving this team.
And I think that could make you really, really dangerous into the playoffs there. Jim in Medina, welcome to the show, Jim.
Yeah, hey, Nick. Hey, Jonathan. Hey, Jonathan, it's the first time I've talked to you since you moved from Knights.
Congratulations. Oh, what's up, Jim? Oh, thank you, Jim.
Yeah. You know, I saw something on Facebook at the beginning of the year how Ortiz wasn't supposed to be as good as his numbers show because he gives up a lot of hard hits, hard base hits or something. And you know, the statistics have gone too far. Let's just look at the ERA and the wins. You know what I mean?
Actually, I think they both matter, but I do think here's where I will agree with Jim. And Jim, we appreciate you on the call. It feels like there's a moving goalpost when you try and have an authentic baseball conversation that before any of that, you have to agree on the agreed upon stats, because otherwise I'll quote ERA, strikeouts, innings pitched, wins, and you'll quote FIP, WHIP,
XFIP. I'm an XFIP guy instead of a FIP guy.
People have been saying that about
you. XFIP is park adjusted, and I know we're joking here, but that's true to me.
I still think there's a lot of, like, what you're seeing with Gavin Williams. I think next man is up is Luis. I think he's been very good this year. His WHIP is like 1.43. I still think that kid's going to be really good here.
Pirates fans were very upset when he left.
He's a 3-WAR pitcher last year.
Yeah,
on a team that was stink butt.
By the way, his XFIP, fantastic.
Been saying it for a while.
In case you need any verification, his XFIP's really good.
The NBA Finals is always a good time to put on our thinking caps about our own team. That's what we do in about 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
I'm Ed Evans, CEO of Consumer Cellular. No, we're not one of the big guys. Truth is, we don't want to be. If you're over 50, Big Wireless probably has you paying for more data than you might need. You could be throwing away thousands over a lifetime. We're not here to be the biggest. We're here to bring you something we believe is better. Our plans start at just $20. You'll get the same fast nationwide coverage without the big wireless bill.
Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit consumercellular.com/fax. Plans include $5 credit for auto pay and e-billing. See site for additional facts.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.